This is an MUT Radio podcast.
For sure, the only way to start your day. It is a Monday. Hashtag hard, grind and hustle Monday. Lapho ke suke sisho khona. It is 9:15. It's time for Let's Talk It Out. And on the Let's Talk It Out namhlanje, we are joined by you, Akuya Wagwampande, the founder and the CEO of Inina EDOO. It does of original was smelling great namhlanje on the morning, on the Monday morning. Miss Pande, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I am honored to be on the show. I cannot believe.
You cannot believe. How are you doing this morning?
I'm very well, thank you.
All right, Miss Pande, we want to know, before we get to the perfume manufacturing and whatnot, tell us more about the Dose of Original, DOO.
Dose of Original Perfumes was birthed in the comfort of my home, in my balcony, to be specific. After selling other brands' perfumes for what was about 6 months, I started to ask myself the questions, well, if they can make the perfumes, how are they doing it? So I dived into the research of finding out how you can make your own perfumes, and Dose of Original was born.
All right. The journey, man, the journey from the creation or from the establishment of a DOO until now, how has the journey been?
To be quite honest, it is one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life after my degree. And I say that very lightly because I started a BSc and I majored in genetics and microbiology.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was hard in itself. But the start of Dose of Original was hard again because I had to obviously source perfume oil manufacturers. I had to source bottles. I had to source packaging. I had to source labeling. And that was just a lot of work. However, with God's grace, we are here. And that's how really the journey started. The sourcing, the identifying, where do I get this? I went as far as getting contacts in Dubai just to get to where we are now, you know. But more research led me to finding local suppliers of perfume oil, which was great because the shipping from a different country to South Africa is also a different ball game altogether.
Mm. Now, we're living in a 21st century, and this is the fourth industrial revolution. So all the marketing and advertisement of our product is actually like the primary source or the primary laugens wakona is the social media. How do you incorporate social media to make DOO as successful as it is, namhlanje?
You know, funny, just now before the interview, I made a recording for my TikTok to say if someone told me that I would launch my small business and launch it on TikTok and get a radio interview, I would have told them, stop lying. So it goes to show the power of social media.
Yeah.
I have only been advertising mostly on TikTok because I think I opened the TikTok account for about 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And already the engagement and the people coming through, you know, asking, how do we do this? Can you assist with this? Has been absolutely mind-blowing. So social media has honestly allowed us to tap into boundaries that we wouldn't have normally reached if social media wasn't a thing. It's something that has really aided in the success of the business. I root for it. I am for it. Specifically TikTok, hey, you'd be so shocked how many strangers will support your small business without even knowing you, especially on TikTok. And you will get to figures that you never thought you would get.
That's
just
true.
Using social media.
That is true. Miss Akuya, I wanna manufacture my own perfume. How do I go about? Don't hold me back. I wanna smell good as you do.
You know what, man?
Yeah.
Not to downgrade the process, but it is quite an easy process. You need a couple of oils. You need a perfume compound, a perfume base, or in simpler terms, alcohol that is the right alcohol for making a perfume. When you have got your oil and your perfume alcohol or perfume compound, you mix that in a ratio of four parts, which is 1:3, essentially 100 mils of oil to 300 mils of alcohol would get you a perfume. But let me mention this.
Yeah.
How strong or the intensity of the perfume also really is a science in its own self. Yeah. You know, we've got perfumes that can last for 2 hours. We've got perfumes that can last for more than 8 hours.
Yeah.
So that in itself is a different ball game. However, the basics of it is getting a perfume oil and getting some alcohol and mixing, and you've got your desired scent.
Is it not dangerous though? What is the procedure? Okumele ngiyenze ukuze ngikwazi ukuyicreate? Do I have to wear the goggles or do I have to wear the gloves and whatnot?
Funny, a lot of people keep asking me that, why the apparel? Well, besides the fact that I have a background in science,
yeah,
and most of my undergrad life I was in a lab, you know, being very cautious of the environment and making sure that you do not contaminate your samples is very, very important, right?
Mm.
So it's something that we need to take as priority. However, I would say that for someone that's just making this in their own home, as simple as washing your hands, if
yeah,
you are extra like me, getting gloves,
yeah,
and obviously covering your nose so that you can avoid the harshness of the alcohol. And some oils are very strong. So to
yeah,
just
yeah,
protect yourself, especially if you're someone who's got sinuses, then that's like the basics of it. But for someone who's manufacturing like a lot, which is like me, you need an environment that is perfectly for that so that you do not have any casualties.
I want to know now, we all know Gutena, I perfume yomuntu wesilisa is very strong than perfume yomuntu wesifazane. Why?
Uh-huh. to be quite honest, not all of them. Let me
yeah,
just say that.
Yes, yes.
However, it also has to do with the physiology of it, right?
Yeah,
men
yeah,
and women are very different. And men are always on the stronger side of everything, even their own manly scent, you know? So we could attribute it to saying that we want to try and combat that manly scent that
yeah,
men have, and we may be a stronger scent than the females. Yeah, so that could be an answer.
Mm. Now, sengiyakhileke, sengiyakwazi ukwakha ilokhuzana, a perfume. Now, what is the process now of actually selling a perfume and also registering a business lami as DOO did?
Right. So the fun part about today's age is that everything is digitalized, even registering your own company, right?
Yes.
So we have got platforms that allow you to do that, where you can register your own company. However, I always advise people to start small, you know, start
yeah,
in your circle, get the correct criticism before you go as far as registering something. Why? Because the minute you register a company, you are now facing a lot of things. You're facing tax, you're facing this, you're facing that. So start small until a point where you are comfortable and you've been given the correct criticism about your product, then you can put it to the world. Because remember, the minute you put it to the world is a big thing. You will be accountable for everything. So once you've got your product ready, you've labeled, you've done everything, then you put it up on all the correct places.
Yes.
So to reach a broader audience, I would advise using Shopify as well to list your products, so that it can be as professional and as glamorous as possible.
Glamorous. Le kwaleyo glamorous nje unuka kamnandi, unuka perfume. Miss Akuya, now wasuphinda uventure futhi kuma online store. Like, what is the process? Umuntu ofuna laphana kwi hashtag grind and hustle ufuna ukwazi ukuthena, what is the process yokuthena ngikwazi ukudayisa online?
Okay, I'll focus mainly on Shopify and WhatsApp store. So
yeah,
the easiest one is opening a business WhatsApp. When you open a business WhatsApp, it will allow you the option to have a WhatsApp catalog where you list your products. That's
yes,
the easiest one and the most straightforward one, right? And then in terms of payment methods on WhatsApp, you can use your banking details that you already have. So you create like a little pamphlet with all your banking details and also list it on your catalog. So business
yeah,
WhatsApp, the first easiest one and straightforward one. For someone who's trying to reach bigger than WhatsApp, then Shopify would be your go-to. You register on Shopify. They currently are running a 3-month special. I'm not sure how much it is, but it's less than 200 Rand, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
You can then open your Shopify store. They have built-in website. That built-in So you don't necessarily have to have some understanding of being a graphic, basics. For us who are trying to start out, you register on your Shopify, you choose your payment gate. I am currently using Yoko, so I had to register with Yoko as well to get that. Our website is not yet live, but it is coming soon. But yeah, for someone who wants to tap into that side, then I'll definitely advise Shopify because it was very easy for me. For someone who had no knowledge of creating a website, they made that step.
Miss Akuya, please share the social media handles for UDOO. How do we connect with you?
All right. You can find us on TikTok, and our TikTok handle is @.off.original. That is our TikTok handle. And then our WhatsApp number is 067-681-8082.
Utayisela uhleli la uhleli khona mfethu, you don't need to ngena house to house.
Lalela, guys, gone are the days where we're going to stand on street corners, not downgrading people who are still doing that. Obviously, yeah. They also need to have the knowledge.
Yeah.
However, do not be scared to start. Social media is where you will reach everywhere. I have been to all provinces through these perfumes.
Nice.
I respect these perfumes, you know, and that's the power of social media. However, if you're doing door-to-door, you're only limited to a very short radius, which is a disadvantage. But if you do social, lalela, you go to Limpopo, you go everywhere with your product.
Thank you so much, Miss Akuya. Sikufisela konke okuhle ofisela khona empilweni.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate this opportunity. Thank you. My thank yous can never be enough. I'm grateful.
Thank you. There is Miss Akuya Wagampande.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.